This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk. Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
Oh, hi, my name's Jeanette and I'm now alcohol-free for around 150 days, which is a miracle, to say the least. I've been trying to go alcohol-free for about a decade, on and off, doing a month here, a week here, 2 months here, you know the score. But now I'm 150 days in and absolutely loving it. Life is so much better. Being part of the OTI community has helped me vastly. It's fun. It looks at what you're gaining, not what you're missing out, which was a mistake I made before. I always thought I was missing out on life when I wasn't drinking. Oh my God, how wrong was I? Life is great without a drink. Just try it.
You've heard the podcast. Now join the conversation. Go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Welcome to a really, really special episode of Over the Influence. It's we don't know how this episode is going to go emotionally, but we do know it's going to be brilliant because today's guest is absolutely epic. So before we introduce today's guest, this is weird. Please allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Sharon Hartley. You can call me Shaz. I've been alcohol-free now for 3 years, 7, 8 months, something like that. Well over 3.5 years. Stop counting days, actually. It's brilliant. I just simply do not drink now. And it is hands down the best thing I have ever done. This podcast all started around a dining table 2 years ago with my co-host, who we will come to in just a sec. I used to be a daily drinker, ramped it up at weekends, decided to take a 90-day break from alcohol, and quite simply haven't looked back. It's incredible. It's life-changing, and we're going to talk about just quite how life-changing it all can be with today's guest. Today's guest, what a tease, today's guest. I'll bring in today's guest in just a sec. Background Ben, no longer in the background, very much in the foreground, very alcohol-free. Ben, just introduce yourself, please.
Hello, my name's Ben. I'm a podcast producer, and when I started producing this podcast, I was a drinker. Didn't think anyone would listen to it because everyone drinks. Well, turns out thousands of people across the world are re-evaluating their relationships with alcohol, a lot of them because of this podcast, and I was one of them. I gave up booze, was it about 8 weeks into recording the first series?
Too long, yeah.
Yeah, and haven't looked back. I gave up for 3 months initially, but then got to three, thought, this feels great, let's do six. Got to 12, and then thought, never going to drink again. I feel like at the moment, I've had to say racing towards 2 years alcohol-free. I feel like I've been around the same kind of number for ages. Obviously, I haven't. Time's kept on moving. But I feel like it's been a really slow start to the year, just in general. Maybe it's just because it's the winter and it's been January and February.
Spring, we're in spring now. We're in spring.
Yeah, racing towards... I'm 2 years sober in July, basically.
Amazing.
And I love it. I've found the guest notes, by the way. Do you want me to...
Yeah, so before you refer to the guest notes, just let me paint a bit of a picture. So what normally happens is I, in the main, book all the guests for the podcast. It's one of my most favourite things. I get to chat to all sorts of people. It's brilliant. And so in order to prep both Freddie and Ben about the guests that are coming on the pod, I'll send a bit of information, contact details, a bit of background, maybe links to social media and stuff like that, so you can take a read for yourself. Ben, you've got today's notes in front of you.
Yeah, it says guest info, living AF legend, tears, probably, laughter and piss taking, it's a given. Today's guest's name is Freddie Bennett. Freddie, welcome to Over the Influence. Why are you a guest today and not the co-host?
Hello, everyone. I am... my name's Freddie.
Hi, Freddie.
Hello.
Hi, Freddie.
I'm over 3 years sober now, and Over the Influence has been a massive part of my life. I feel like I've been listening to Over the Influence since the very first episode, and it certainly helped me on my sobriety journey.
That's mistaken.
But I wanted I'm honoured, really honoured to be here as an Over the Influence guest. It is a dream come true. But yeah, I think it's quite timely that I'm here on the world's favourite alcohol-free podcast, because I've got a bit of an issue that I'd like to bring to the table as well, because I'm leaving my something that's very, very dear to me in my life, and I'm leaving my role as one of the co-hosts on the world's number one alcohol-free podcast, and this is my final episode. So yeah, I'm in what feels like a very, very hot seat right now.
This is bizarre. So before we get into this episode with our guest today, who is the one and only Freddie Benner, my co-host on T'other Side of the World. Freddie, before we talk about all this, because there is so much to talk about here, please, for the final time, would you just introduce yourself in the style that you do best? Tell us who you are. And what you do.
I was thinking, if someone is listening to that, if this is someone's very first Over the Influence episode, they're going to be like, what the hell is going on?
We'll explain.
I know. Who is this strange man? And he's coming and he's going. And well, not the first time I've done that, let's face it. But hello, everybody. My name is Freddie. I'm here to lower the tone, drop innuendos, drop in some controversial thought grenades, and this episode is going to be no different to that. But I am over 3 years sober now. Once upon a time, I was stressed, depressed, sad, hungover, stuck in a life that I didn't want to live in. And I stopped drinking, and my life turned around in so many ways. Got sober, ran across the Sahara Desert, ran into the record books, wrote a best-selling book, moved my bloody life halfway around the world to New Zealand, and the most proudest achievement of my sober life is starting this wonderful, wonderful sober podcast with you all Over the Influence. And one of the saddest moments in my life is now saying goodbye to it. But I'm here to say for one more time, for one more episode, this is me.
Oh, can you please sing it? Because we're not going to get this opportunity again.
Whoa, when the hardest part has got it down. Whoa. This
Freddie's
is
leaving Over
me.
The Influence to become a pop star, everyone. Yeah, someone yeah, heard clear. That voice and they signed him right up.
Yes, like sign me. The dogs are howling down my street.
It's a mixed bag this evening. I feel like commiserating and celebrating all in one episode. So what I've done, I just nipped into the kitchen and I've poured myself a special drink tonight.
If
you just put a bit of ice in there.
Nice. I've gone for... Stir it with your finger. That's classy.
Yeah, for the sound effects. Classy bird,
that's
me.
That's very Shazza, isn't it?
Get a load of that.
I used to stir a drink with my... Anyway, let's move on.
Anyway, moving on. I've gone for a 0% gin, and I've pimped it up with a bit of pink tonic. And this is just for you, because
lovely.
At the end of this episode, we will give you a massive cheers. And,
thank you.
And a good old send-off. Right, let's try and make some sense out of this. Normally, you are the co-host of Over the Influence, co-founder as well of our amazing online community, overtheinfluence.co.uk. This episode is all about you. You are our guest today. Some big changes are afoot. Freddie Benner, over to you.
Wow. Well, I mean, I think we have to remember, I mean, this is something we're going to share all the thinking, the secrets behind it. But I think if we've known this was coming for a little while, but I think for a lot of listeners right now, this will be the first time you're hearing this, and it's a shock and it's a change and it feels very, very weird. And I constantly am in a state of thinking, what the hell are you doing, Freddie? Are you making the worst decision of your life? But for many reasons, it's also... And we all know it's the right decision. And And I feel like saying the you can't teach an old dog new tricks. If you want to know the secrets behind this shocking, controversial decision, sign up for the Over the Influence email and subscribe to the premium podcast. And that is where you will find all you will discover the shocking secret that Ben and Shazza heard that meant that Freddie had to leave in a hurry. And you will see the pictures that caused the outrage within the community. But no, there's...
There's a lot, actually.
There were no pictures.
Yeah, there's a lot of pictures. There might be, Ben. You just didn't see them. it is important to share it as well, because it's a serious and a sad moment as well, and I feel like I owe everyone an explanation. There are a number of reasons why I think we all said this was time for me to leave. I think firstly, I love this podcast so much. I know for all of us it's a bloody logistical nightmare for us to record it, to be on the Zooms. I say this at just after 6 in the morning, which I know for sober people isn't early, but it's all sorts of things that I don't have to bore you with. But it's difficult. We all found it hard. And when we started this podcast, we were all in one country. And then there's a pattern here, isn't there? I decided to screw things up a little bit and have this big change in my life and move to New Zealand. And I've been here for a year now. And I'm in a position where the move did go well, and I am going to stay out here for a bit longer. And I think it's difficult to record a podcast every single week across 12,000 miles, across 13-hour time differences. And that's been a challenge for us all. And I also have to know in my heart of hearts, and we've said that, and I said this on the premium pod as well, I never, ever wanted to be in a position where I was starting to phone in where you're just kind of there and you're half asleep because you only went to bed a few hours ago, and I'm just kind of there half-assed with the guests saying, so what was your rock bottom? How did you pick yourself up again? Let me talk about when I ran across the desert for the 100th time. And I'd never want that with the podcast. Our listeners don't deserve that. You guys don't deserve that. Our members don't deserve that. And I would never, ever want to be in the easy thing to do. And I always talk about the easy thing and the most difficult thing. The easiest thing to do would be to phone it in, or just to say, sorry, guys, I fancy a lie-in this week. Go ahead without me and do all those things and be a bit of a dick and just drag it along. The difficult thing to do is saying, if I can't give it 100%, if I can't bring my full ass to Over the Influence every single week, then it's not fair. And that's when I had to make a difficult call, which is what I did. And there's been a lot of tears, a lot of horrible, sad, mixed emotions over the last few weeks, because we've known this is coming for a little while. My heart breaks when I've received messages from people saying, like, I love you three. Whatever you do, don't change. Whatever you do, don't stop doing Over the Influence. And I'm like, oh, shit. It's a bit like, you know, when you were in a relationship and in the back of your head, you know, like, oh, you know, I think it might be time to part ways. And then you walk through the door and your other half is like, I've cooked you a special meal and it's your favourite. And I just wanted to tell you how much I love you. And you're like, oh, God, this isn't going to be good. And it is that. And I'll get the Freddie saying out of the way at the start of the episode. And again, I know I said this on the premium pod, so I'll try not to repeat myself. So many people in their lives, I know, because I talk to them and because I have been that person, they're in a position where they weren't 100% leaping out of bed, cartwheels down the street, happy with some things in their life. And I talk about this so much, about life being short, about all the stuff that happened with my dad, about all the stuff that I've done. And I do fully believe we have to love our lives. We have to do what makes us the happiest. We have to do everything on the planet that we can to have the biggest impact that we can. And I've always loved Over the Influence. I've always been happy. But was I always 100% happy? No, because of the things I've said. And it's nothing about you guys, about the podcast, about the listeners, about the membership community. I was just starting to get that feeling in my head. If it was starting to become a, oh God, I've got to get up early in the morning and do the podcast. And if I can't always show up in our wonderful community the way I want to show up, then that's when I have to do the difficult thing and do something that I absolutely hate doing, which is saying, if I can't give this 100%, if I can only give it 90%, if I'm only loving it 90%, then for me to be authentically me, I have to do the difficult, horrible thing and say, and call last orders on over the influence.
Freddie, I mean, we'll talk about it at the end, because you're not leaving the sober space as such. Like, you are still planning to help thousands and thousands of thousands of people when it comes to sobriety. So we'll talk about that later on. But, you know, I know people know your story, but this feels like a really good opportunity, because obviously when we have guests on, we kind of reveal bits of our stories in, you know, dribs and drabs, a little bit here, a little bit there. This feels like a really good opportunity to hear your story as a whole. Can you take us right back to when you first started thinking, I need to get rid of booze from my life?
Yeah, that is, if I think, I was trying to think about this also, about how I can tell a slightly different story or a new version of the story, because I know people, some people know my story. And as I think we'll say, for many reasons, the pieces are only finally coming together right now when you look back and on certain discussions and everything. I actually think I was really young when I knew I needed to change my drinking habits. I'm talking like 18, 19, when I was getting myself into situations that I really didn't want to be in. When I recognised early on that I didn't have an off switch, and I think that was an issue for me. And I rapidly also discovered that I had a real talent for drinking. And I think when you're like an 18, 19 year old who's trying to find his place in the world, who, yeah, I wouldn't pretend I had a difficult upbringing, because I know people had bad or worse upbringings, but coming from such a chaotic household where you didn't know where any money was coming from, where you didn't know if your parents were going to be together that day or not, when your dad used to hit you in the face with a broom when you got your timetables wrong and things like that, when I didn't know my place in the world. And then all of a sudden I discovered alcohol, and like so many of us do, I was like, hey, I'm good at this. When my friends are falling over drunk, I'm just making more people laugh and having a great time, and I'll do something stupid and I'll go into school or college the next day and people will be like applauding me and saying how brilliant I am, and I can talk to people, and all these things are happening. And I was, I made that reputation for myself as a party boy. And that's something I doubled down on. And when you're good at something, you naturally think, I want more of this, and I want more praise, more adulation. And I started chasing that. And that's when I started to think, I was drinking too much. And then it's funny with my story, because when I went to university, my drinking wasn't actually that bad. When I say that bad, you know, I'd only do the normal student stuff of, like, you know, start drinking early, go out to a nightclub or whatever, come back in at 2 o'clock in the morning, have a takeaway kebab and go to bed, and then get up the next day and go to lectures. And I do that 3 or 4 times a week. And that's probably bad. I count that as like normal and nothing bad. But then after university, I went into the world of work, and that's when my drinking really ramped up, because one, I had money, two, I had access to free drinks, which was brilliant, 3 hours in the bright lights of London. And four, I was really bloody unhappy. If I look back, and I was in a job that I thought that I'd really worked really hard to get, where I felt like an imposter, where I know wasn't really me, but I was doing it because I thought this is what grown-up people do. They get a high-powered job where they get to make money and they get to wear a suit and they get to go to work, and then I sit at my desk and do lots of work stuff. And I was like, that wasn't me, really. but I like the money, and I like, and I was like, oh, hang on, but you, and I get free drinks as well. This is brilliant. And I got myself embroiled in that. And once again, I found myself drinking and then having the big boss or the client saying, that Freddie guy, he's really good fun. We like him. And I was like, brilliant. I found some people that like me because I'm drinking. And then went all through that spiral and spiral. And then I've probably skipped over about 15 years, but I think a lot of that was time of being lost and being lonely and not being very happy with my life. And it's only been in the last couple of years with Over the Influence when I finally found people who like me for not drinking, not the other way around. And that's been a real revelation for me. And ironically, has ended up with me making this decision. And it's only because I finally loved myself enough to be able to make this decision. Whereas in the past, and I stayed in jobs for 15 years where I wasn't happy. I stayed in relationships and I wasn't happy. I stayed in countries where I wasn't happy. But I thought that I didn't deserve to be 100% happy. So I stayed in those situations. And then because I stayed in those situations, I drank. And yeah, and that's a really long answer to your question, Ben. But yeah, that's kind of 18, I should have said. 18 years old. There you go.
Next question.
Yeah. I've gone dead emotional quite early on in this episode.
Oh, no. I thought we were going to...
Wasn't expecting
I always like
it.
To have a box of tissues for our conversation, Shazza, but I think no, I've had to tuck it.
Every time,
we're going to miss this,
aren't
we?
Will we miss this? Will we miss this? Yes, we will. Yes, we are.
Think how highbrow
will.
This is going to be from now on.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Just listening to that and hearing how far you've come, which is, you know, it is ridiculous. Your story is amazing. Let's just rewind a little bit. It's a bit like that programme that used to be on the telly with Michael What's-His-Face, isn't it? This Is Your Life. You're 3 years booze-free, aren't you? Now, 3 years. I'm about three and a half, just over. So we met sometime in that point, didn't we? So I've known you from day one on your alcohol-free journey. And I just want to go back to what you said then about all those years where you're drinking and you're wanting people to like you and accept you and this is who you think you needed to be. That's very much what I was like when I was drinking. You know, it was, oh, the loudest, isn't she hilarious? And leading the conga and the first on the dance floor and, you know, the first to fall asleep and all the rest of it. And so many people said to me as well, you know, why'd you drink? You know, you drink for confidence. You don't need confidence. But at the time, you think you do. You don't need that. This is another long-winded point. I'm trying to get to the point, which is, when I first saw your posts on social media and we sort of got chatting online and stuff, I knew that we would get on. I knew that we would get on, simple as that. And what I love about this podcast and about our community is that the people you meet and the people you talk to, we only know alcohol-free Freddie. We don't know this past version that exists. And it's the same with a lot of members in our community. Yes, there's history there and there's things people aren't proud of and private things that people share. But none of that matters because we only know this version. I think that's really important.
You know what? Someone said that on a Bring a Brew Zoom call this week. They said that, you know, when you're adults, when do you actually meet like new friends? Like you meet people through work and you meet like, you know, the other half's mate from whatever, and you know, but actually when do you really meet kind of friends? It's not very often that you meet friends who are there for then the rest of your lifetime. Like a lot of friendships are based on history when you're a proper grown up. And actually, you know, what people are doing in the community is they're making new friendships with people who from the off get that they don't drink and accept it because they're doing the same thing too. Like I don't think I ever knew drinking Freddie, did I? I don't think I did.
Maybe you did because we
a couple
met
of beers.
No, I don't think so.
Ben. Sorry to interrupt you there, Freddie. It would have been Ben that maybe had a couple of beers before.
Yeah, Freddie knew me as a drinker.
So it was that way around, wasn't it? Yeah.
Because I first met your girlfriend, Ben, when I went on Richie, who's like a really famous personal trainer in Liverpool. I went on his podcast to talk about the Fisherman World Record and everything. Yeah. And if I did the Fisherman World Record, I must have been alcohol free. And then I met her and she introduced me to you. So yeah, you must have never known. Because I know we've been on nights out and like, what?
You drove home.
I drove you guys home, didn't I?
That's amazing. You did. And just talking of friendship, and what we've got here and what we've created. And yes, this episode is all about you, Freddie. Again. Have you noticed, Ben? Again. Freddie, 40,000 days. 40th birthday. Me.
I know. I had to pull it out of the bag. I was like, what could I do? I had like 1,000 days, then my 40th. I was like, what could I do for March to really, or April? What could I do for April to really... Yeah, get some more attention. I know.
I'll leave. That's
I'll leave.
This is a drastic one, Freddie. Yeah. It's a drastic one, I'm going to be honest.
It's a bold move. Not sure it's paying off right now.
The difference, like, now you're 3 years sober and... 3 years, you know, it's not a very long time in the grand scheme of life, but it is a long time. You know, that's over 1,000 days. Can you see kind of objectively the differences between this Freddie and old Freddie? Like, is it difficult to do that on your own life? Like, because we do it with our guests, that we talk to our guests and go, oh, well, you know what? Like, you know, you are like this now and you are like that. And I can see that this is the kind of person that you are and you have these values. Can you do that with yourself, or is that impossible?
So yeah, I can. I can definitely see the differences, but I think for me, it's, I talk about the big bold headline differences, you know, about being, you know, the stressed, depressed office worker, that I stopped drinking and I did all the big bold stuff with the records and the desert and the books and everything else. But the main differences have to be in terms of myself as a person, my self-belief, my mindset. And I think the key thing that maybe only I've really realized recently is that it's not like flicking a switch. There isn't just like old drinking me and then new not drinking me. It's actually been an evolution. And I think now we're only in this position, and now I'm saying goodbye to Over the Influence. I'm understanding that we do change as people. And I think that's been the biggest difference for me. I thought it would just be a case of all the stuff that we talk about, you know, more energy and better sleep and looking healthier and losing some weight and gaining some money and all those things. And all that is true. But I think that inner growth, you know, I would never have had the courage or the confidence when I was drinking to say, something in my life isn't working and I need to go and stop that and make a change. Or if I'm not 100% happy, I need to change something here. I probably would have just said, not really happy with that. And just drunk through it and bitched about it for a few years and just got more bitter, more resentful and all these things. When that isn't the case. And if that inner power, that inner self-value, I think, is the biggest shift for me. It's firstly thinking, even though it's difficult to believe sometimes that everything is going to be okay. It's thinking that we are all of us as individuals, you know, we're more than Freddie the podcast host, Freddie the, you know, Freddie the guy who runs, Freddie the guy who moves to New Zealand. You know, Shazza, the BBC host, Ben, the podcast producer, anyone out there, anyone listening, we're more than just our roles or our titles. This is us. We are people. And I think that's been the biggest realization for me, that we can go on and do new things, we can change, and we can still be the wonderful, bold, confident, slightly crazy people that we were always meant to be.
Well, you're that all right. We'll give you that. Absolutely. But if you don't mind me saying this, this is an observation, Freddie, but I think you might agree with me. I know you've, when I say you've struggled with sobriety, I don't think you've not struggled with not drinking, because and by the way, just address this question, Freddie, because people will be saying, oh, is he leaving OTI because he's drinking? Can you just please clear that up?
Yes, I can clear. So, no, I have not been drinking. I have not had a drink or anything like that.
Fine, let's
move on. It's one job I haven't been fired from, which is always good. But no, there's nothing about that. And I think it's an important point.
It is, because I think people, they do ask that question.
I think it is an important question to address. And no, I haven't been drinking. But, and I think we do have to be very open and honest with addressing the drunken elephant in the room, Over the Influence has been a massive help to me. You know, there have been times when I would have loved to have had a beer, but I was like, oh, hang on. Be the co-host of the world's favourite alcohol-free podcast, probably not a good look to, yeah, not a good look to be involved in a sober community if you admit to having a drink or two. So I'd hate to do that. I'm sorry to announce, guys, I am actually going to join a sober community.
As a
member, I am.
Okay.
What do you mean you're going to join an alcohol-free?
I know. Community? Well, this will be a surprise to you, Shazza, but I was going on the internet and I went to overtheinfluence.co.uk and I saw the amazing things on offer in that community. And I thought, no, surely all of these wonderful things for that smaller price, that's only pennies a day. And
what's
I thought, well,
what's the website address again, Freddie?
It's overtheinfluence.co.uk. And I saw the wonderful things around the world's most friendliest alcohol-free community and the premium pods and the member Zooms and all the secret materials, the insider knowledge. And I thought, well, that must cost £100 a month. And when I saw the price, I was shocked. And I said, and I can just pay in one easy payment for pennies a day. And the website said yes. And then, so that's Over the Influence community. I am proudly joining it as a member.
That's brilliant.
Some might say I'll be there more often than I have been as a non-member. But, yeah. So literally, I will be introducing myself to this wonderful community. Hello, I'm Freddie. I'm in New Zealand. I'm 3 years alcohol free. I'd like to join a Zoom, please. This seems like a really friendly place. So yeah, I'm going to be still here, still in the community.
Love that.
Just as a paying member, which I thought was a little bit harsh, to be honest, after everything I've done. But
we said free lifetime membership, and you were like, no, guys, this is going to be my sober, it's my accountability, I'm going to be doing it.
No, I just...
The free lifetime membership is still, that's still available.
I think it's the least we could do.
I'm happy to pay. And you know what, Ben and Shazza, it's so cheap, it almost feels like it is free.
Right, enough. I've digressed again, because if you just rewind about 10 minutes, I was in the process of asking you a question.
You were.
No, it was an observation, wasn't it? Before we talked about drinking booze, which you are not doing. Back up, I was saying that for you, I use the word struggle, and you've said this yourself on many, many episodes, more so recently. You've just struggled with the whole sobriety thing and constantly banging on, I'm sober, and this and that, the other. But now, it's taken 3 years, hasn't it, Freddie, for you to get to this point now. And you said before about loving yourself, about liking yourself, about being happy with yourself. And you are at a point in your life now where you're brave enough to make these really big decisions. It's a really difficult decision to leave something, to move on. But I think, if you don't mind me saying, sobriety has given you that courage. And I think finally, fingers crossed, hopefully for you, it's just starting to slot into place. And it's proof that it doesn't all happen overnight. You don't suddenly stop drinking and go, ta-da! Look at this, I'm 6 weeks in and my life's changed. It doesn't happen like that. It's an ever-evolving journey. And I think you and what you're sharing on this episode now is just is an amazing example of that. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right. And it's crazy, isn't it? Because I think and that's one of the things I love about Over the Influence, that we love sobriety, but we don't preach about sobriety. We share the good times and the bad times, and it's weird, and it's real life, and it's not even a case of, you know, good things happen and bad things happen when you're alcohol free, which is true, but it also means that, in a way, like I was gonna say, is this a good thing? I don't know. I really don't know. But it's a sad thing, but it's an evolution, and it's change. And I think all of us have got so much potential in our lives and so many things around the corner that we don't know what's coming. And this is a massive, massive example. But we wouldn't be in these situations with these opportunities if we hadn't made that decision to stop drinking. Like, my life is 100%, like, not one aspect of my life, apart from my family, is the same as when I stopped drinking. and that's massive. And we never know what's around the corner, as this shows. But I think if we're not moving and evolving, then we're not getting the best out of life.
Can we talk about evolution in the sense of, I think we're probably going to say this a few times in this episode. I hope you don't mind me saying, Freddie. I hope you don't mind me saying. But when you decided to give up booze, you literally ran away from your old life. You got your trainers on. You ran across the Sahara Desert. You did all these amazing physical feats. But you were creating a new version of yourself when you gave up alcohol. And because I know you, and because we've spent hours and hours and hours recording this podcast over the last few years, I know that you almost kind of gave a middle finger to your old life, in the sense of, you know, that corporate job, and, you know, that was the old you, and you had gone from it, and this is a new version. I think what's really interesting, we talk about this in the premium pod more, so I won't go over kind of the ground we've already covered, but you talked about the episode we did with the sober exec, Chris Anthony, that being a kind of real kind of game-changing moment for you. My question is that, because you're now, and obviously we're going to talk about what you're going to do next in a minute, but you are now incorporating the elements of your old life that you were good at and that you liked into your new life going forward. Do you think you did do that? And do you have to do that, is my question. Did you kind of associate your old life with drinking? They were hand in hand. The corporate job and drinking was so hand in hand that to make that break, to run away from that old version that you didn't want to be anymore, you had to break everything. And it's kind of now that you've got the space from that, and you've kind of found the, I just keep talking about confidence in your sobriety and in your new self, that actually you're able to look back and go, it wasn't all bad. I was really good at some bits. And is that kind of...
I think I told myself a story for a long time. And it's funny, you know, we tell ourselves stories when we're drinking, that, you know, we're the life and soul of the party, or that we're being mysterious and charming and all these wonder, you know, we think we're at the bar being like James Bond, and really we're just kind of like dribbling over ourselves and falling over it. And all these stories we tell ourselves. And then I think, certainly in the place that I was, even when going alcohol free, I still told myself a whole load of stories about, like, you know, and I talk about it, the, oh man, you know, screw the corporate job, screw the suits, we're gonna rebel and all this, and because I associated a lot of that with drinking and sadness and unhappiness and all of those negative things. But then, and it was things like the sober exec episode that made me think, maybe is it possible to be successful, in air quotes, which doesn't work on podcasts, is it possible to be successful in the business world, in our, whatever our chosen profession or career is, still, and just be alcohol free and you know, enhance our performance and do all these things? And that's what really made me think there was a lot about that life that I enjoyed. I enjoyed the fast pace. I enjoyed the challenge. I enjoyed making other people money. Like, in terms of, I know, you know, money's a difficult topic for some people, but in terms of that achievement, in terms of that giving, I enjoyed being able to go to people and say, you know, look what I've done. I've made you 10 million quid or whatever it is. And I started to think I missed that, but because it came so embroiled in, you know, in drinking and mental health issues and self-loathing, and then you start to think, well, I can't be good at this unless I'm the drinking version of me. And thanks to you guys and to Over the Influence and the whole alcohol-free community, I suddenly start to think, well, maybe I could be good at something like that. Maybe I can go back to helping people and helping businesses and do all these things.
Which leads quite nicely onto... what happens next?
What are you doing?
What does
Freddie spill?
What am I doing?
What are you
and
doing?
It's weird when I was saying that, and I was just like, why can't I do all this and the podcast? Like, why is it so difficult? But it is, and I think that's the really sad thing, for the reasons that I've said around the logistics and the time, and I also know I have to do. I have to focus my energy more, and what I want to do is, and what I am doing, you know, I am working still in the alcohol-free world and working very closely with the world's number one alcohol-free peak performance coach. I don't know, can I say his name? Or
yes,
that's up to you.
Please.
I'm doing a lot of work closely with Mr. Andy Ramage.
Oh, he's an OTI favorite. Legend.
He is an OTI favorite. He's an absolute legend. And you know, me and Andy have known each other for almost since the start of my alcohol-free journey as well. Like we go quite far back, and I think what I see in a lot in the alcohol-free world, you see a lot of people who go alcohol-free and they find their purpose and they find their passion and they find their calling and they say, right, I'm going to be a coach, or I want to start my sober Instagram account, or I'm going to start public speaking. Or you look at what the you know, things like the guys at Sober and Fucking Enlightened are doing, with all the events and everything down in Bristol way, which again is where I'm from as well. I see all these people doing so many wonderful things in the alcohol-free, the well-being community, the personal development community. And it's amazing to see they found their purpose. They found a bit like, you know, a bit like I did with the podcast. You find your purpose and your passion when all of that alcohol gloom lifts from our life. But then they say, hang on, in the coach case, how do I get clients? How do I promote myself? How do I, and I've got, you know, 50,000 Instagram followers on my sober Instagram account, but how do I actually turn that into a business? All those sorts of things around the sales, the marketing, the business. So what I'm doing, and I'm trying to say this in a non-cheesy way, I'm helping people turn their passion into profits. And that's corporate, Freddy, coming out.
Put that on a billboard.
Yeah, put that on a billboard next to me in my pants.
When do we sign up? Ben, over the influence, get on it.
But look, I think it's a crime that so many people find their calling and their passion, and then because they may not just have experience in the whole business, sales and marketing side, at best, they kind of say, oh, yeah, well, I'll just kind of do it at that as a hobby and nothing will ever come of it. Or they'll lose heart and they'll say, because everyone wants to do, it's that whole thing around, you want to have a job where it doesn't feel like a job. Everyone wants, and I'm not talking about putting everyone in Lamborghinis or anything, even though I'm sure I could. It's about just doing something that you love and getting money that will cover your mortgage, that will cover your bills or whatever it is. It's just so you can do what you love and it makes you money. And that's what I want to help people do. And because what I really hate, and I could, and this maybe is for the final time, we can go on a Freddy rant.
Oh, God.
And hold on to your hats.
Ben.
This is what I really bloody hate. So many people out there who have that passion to help others, to help other people change their lives or stop drinking because they've been there. They've been there at the rock bottom and they know what it's like. They've experienced the darkness and they've said, right, my calling is to help other people not be in those shoes. And they get the skills and they get the training and they get the certifications and then they come out and they say, oh, heck, how the hell do I actually turn this thing into a business? And they don't know how. And then they get bloody hit by Facebook ads saying things like, I'm going to fill your calendar with high paying clients, or this is the easy way to make 100 grand a year as an alcohol free coach. And they get bombarded with all these things and then they fall victim to it. And because I've seen it in the past, and the people that run these ads are very clever, and I know all their marketing tricks, and they prey on people's insecurities and their desire to help people. And then they get people to pay them 5, 10, 20 grand on the promise of, we're going to make you a successful well-being expert or a guru or an alcohol-free coach, and it doesn't work. And I can talk about all the reasons why it doesn't work on my new Instagram account, Freddy Bennett Official. But it doesn't work. And then again, people are in that position where they say, right, I wanted to help people. I've now burned all my money. I feel down. I feel depressed. I haven't helped people. All I wanted to do was follow my purpose and help change the world. And that's why I'm here right now, say I can bring all the skills to help people do that. And I'm doing it for free. And I mean what I say. I'm about making people profit and making people money from their passion. And there is a way that people, that anyone, they can make a happy, sustainable business helping people following their path, their passion and their purpose. And they can do that without tens of thousands of followers on Instagram, without resorting to Facebook ads, without a website that costs them £10,000. It doesn't need to go that way, but people don't have that information. So I'm now focusing myself fully on this alcohol-free and well-being community, giving people that information, giving them the skills, and together, and I mean together with all of us and over the influence and everything, to change the world. And one thing that I can't remember what rant this was, whether it was a main podcast or a premium podcast rant, you can probably tell by the amount of swearing that happens. And I do mean, and I've said this before, or maybe a few infamous episodes that got pulled. I don't like people talking about competition, especially in the alcohol-free industry. I think it's cowardly and I think it's weak to talk about competition. There's no competition here. And that's why I love you guys so much. I love Over the Influence so much that we're having this conversation. There is enough success out there, and define success however you may choose, whether it is helping a certain number of people, whether it's financial, whether it's fulfillment, whether it's attention, whatever that's, there's enough out there for every single person and then some. So and you'll kill me for this, Ben, because I don't have a business plan. I don't have a strategy. I certainly haven't done a competitor analysis because I don't believe in that. I don't fully know how I'm going to do this thing, but I do know I'm going to make it my mission to make as many people in the alcohol-free and well-being space as successful as possible. And if I can do that, then I have to bloody believe that everything else will somehow fall into place. And I still say, because I'm not finished yet, you'll be upset to hear, that includes Over the Influence. And that's why I'm still going to be a t-shirt wearing, cap wearing, naked photo with a cup in front of my willy taking member of Over the Influence.
I remember that one.
I still want to make it my mission to help make Over the Influence as successful as possible, because every single person who says, I want to change my drinking habits, I'm going to step away from the crowd, I'm going to choose a life less ordinary, every single person deserves and may I say is entitled to their success, and I'm going to make that happen. Whew, glad you asked. Think how calm it's going to be next week. You could just be like, have some candles and
none of
this like chaos where you don't really know, like this bull in the china shop approach where you don't really know what's going to happen next.
It says the caffeine kicks in during the course of the episode, because
it is, because I'm putting it down myself now.
It's you know, let's not beat about the bush. It's a bloody nightmare trying to navigate a 12, sometimes 13 hour time zone, isn't it? And we've got guests from all over the world. It is difficult. So we started chatting 5 o'clock tea time for us, 5 o'clock in the morning for you. And you can tell when Freddie's caffeine starts to kick in. It's just as the rants begin. You could set your clock by him. But going back to what you've just shared there, working with Andy Ramage, I mean, you know what we think of him. I know he's a big fan of OTI as well. He's the absolute best. He's just the best. And it's really exciting, Freddie. But equally, he's really lucky to have you, because there's nobody better qualified. You not only have you got your business background and everything that you've talked about that you've walked away from in the past and now bringing those skills back, you're over 3 years alcohol-free. It's changed everything. And it's like the perfect storm of two worlds colliding. It's just brilliant. And Andy Ramage is...
We support you fully, mate. Like, it's so good.
He's in for a treat.
I guess it's probably important to say that, like, I'm working closely with Andy. I have got, you know, my own... It's part of all of this, yeah. I'm slowly moving elements of my life and from the UK to New Zealand, because this is kind of like my home now. And, you know, I have got my own business. I'm starting to do stuff in New Zealand as well, partly because so I don't have to go on bloody Zoom calls at 5 a.m. or 11 o'clock at night. But it's important. I haven't like got a job with Andy. It's not like in the real world where I'm leaving the Over the Influence job because I've got a new job with Andy Ramage. You know, me and Andy are doing we know that Andy's doing some amazing stuff, and I want to help some of the coaches and everything on his side do amazing things. But But the main thing is, yeah, this is my, you know, my business journey as well, and that it's about saying I'm now in this country. What opportunities are here in, you know, to help my own town? Is there more on the alcohol-free side of things that I can do? You know, in New Zealand, which has got a massive problem with alcohol, and they're not as advanced as we are in the UK and the US and everything in terms of alcohol-free stuff. Is there more things I can do? So, but I'm definitely not departing OTI and then going to Andy, and I'm certainly not, you know, doing other alcohol-free podcasts or anything. This is just an evolution, and it's about maybe me for once in my life trying to recognize that I can't be everything to everyone at every time. I can't always be the person everyone needs to be. And my biggest thing is saying no, which it just isn't me.
It's a really hard thing to say, though, isn't it?
It is really hard. I think so many of us, and like again, anyone on an alcohol-free journey, there's some link between drinking and people pleasing. And I think it's because many of us are entertainers at heart, and we love to be like, yeah, let's have another drink, and yeah, let's have a party, and yeah, let's do this. And to say no, I hate doing. But I also believe for us to be the people that we need to be, sometimes we need to say no for a while. But I know we've also had the conversation that it wouldn't be fair to you, to our listeners, to our members, if it was like one foot in one camp, where I was kind of like, maybe it's going to be an OTI week this week, or maybe it won't. Can I get up? Can I not? And you know, it has to, things have to be done the right way, even though it is the painful way as well.
I mean, it's incredibly sad, but also I think it wasn't a rant, it was an impassioned speech about the future, which is very inspiring. I said this on the premium pod, but you know, even as you leave Over the Influence, you are inspiring. As you walk out that door, Freddie, you are inspiring us as you go, because you know, I'm actually doing one of Andy's courses at the moment, speaking of the Ramage, and I was looking back at my notes here, because he just kind of goes off on one sometimes, and I just kind of scribble down little bits that he says. But I've written down here, autonomy is the most important thing for happiness, a sense of control, the idea that what you do makes a difference, you are not trapped.
I think that's
what you're saying, you know, you're not leaving OCI and joining Andy, you're forging your own path here. Mm. And he has got his thing going on, you have got skills that, like Shaz said, that he could really use, and there's a really lovely collaborative relationship there. And I'm thoroughly thrilled for you, Freddie. I think it completely matches up with who you are and where you are. And yes, I'm going to miss you hugely, but you said earlier on, one of the questions, is Freddie drinking again? No, he's not. Another question is going to be, are you guys still mates? My God, yes.
Sadly, yes. The group chat lives on. But I echo everything that Ben has said. You know, we wish you nothing but success. We think the world of you. We love you. You drive us potty, but you're brilliant. And you know, you're Freddie, and you'll be massively missed. Personally, I can't wait to see you in the community. This is going to be brilliant. Welcome our new member. He's called Freddie, and he's in New Zealand. Say hi, Freddie. Share a bit about yourself.
I'm like, hello. I'm alcohol free, and it's great. And
all. So good.
But you know, and what I have to say, a huge, huge thank you to you both as well, because you've been so supportive. And I know I have not always made it easy for you to be as supportive as you have been, but you have, and you know, I love you both so much, and you're so wonderful. And I literally could not have done this without you. I think we've also said, hopefully, I'll be making a visit back to the UK in the summer. And
go on, Freddie.
We are going to do, I don't know whether it's going to be a meetup or an event or what. But yeah, well, us three are certainly going to be going out for dinner. And whether it's going to be a community thing, we don't know. But we need to make sure it's something, and that involves a room and some alcohol-free beers and a massive party.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. And there'll be so many of our community members that will want to see you in the flesh and go, hello, bye. It'll be...
Oh, it does. He's a lot shorter in real life. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Oh, he does wear clothes. He's found his T-shirt. That's
a miracle.
Oh, he
does, yeah.
I'd say, and it has been a pleasure, obviously. Thank you for your time. It's been great to talk to you. Thank you for inspiring. Thank you for sharing your story. Before we get into the final bit, Freddie, go on, give it a plug. Tell us about your new... where can we find you on social media? The one where you keep clothes on.
Thank you very much, Shazza, for asking that unexpected question. So I'm actually going to plug my new Instagram account, which is at Freddie Bennett Official on Instagram. Again, the reason why I sent this up, if you want to see me without clothes on and running around and just talking about whatever's on my mind, it's Freddie Explores. But yeah, I started this new Instagram account again because a lot of people out there, using the sobriety example, they say to themselves, I'm going to start a sober Instagram account. And they're literally, they're starting with zero followers and they don't know how to grow it. So I'm doing the same thing. I started an account with zero followers and I'm documenting everything that I do to take it from zero followers to 100,000 followers. Might take a while, but as I'm documenting as I go, I'm going to write up and then just share all that information with people for free. So a key tip is to try and get yourself on a podcast, and when you do, plug your Instagram account. So yeah, at Freddie Bennett Official is the new me, the old me with the new purpose, and yes, it's that as me where I'm going to be sharing all my little gems, all my secrets that no one else dares to share. So if you want to uncover the real secrets behind sober success, then give me a follow.
Fabulous. This has been quite an episode. I've really enjoyed it. I can tell by Ben's face that he's like, oh, flipping heck. And I know at this point I'm the one that's meant to go, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure. But I don't want it to end, and I don't want to be the person that says that, because I'll probably get a little bit upset and a bit emotional. Freddie, you know what we think of you. We think the absolute world. We love you to bits. I want you to have the final say, because this is, it's your episode and it's your goodbye. So over to you.
So the final say, and I should probably have a speech planned, but I've gone on so many rants over these last 2 years. So I am going to say, guys, it's been literally one of the proudest moments, the highlight of my life. This has literally changed my life. You two are one of the most important parts of my life. We've helped thousands of people get over the influence, and I couldn't be prouder. I'm so proud of everything we've achieved, our listeners, our community, every single one of you. It doesn't matter whether you are on your 1,000th day one or whether you're on a day 1,000. As I always say, you only need to get this right once. And bloody hell, I got it right once. And it's so sad. But I did get it right, and we all got it right. And I'm so proud of all of us. I love you all. And thank you all. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing new time for Over the Influence. I'm still going to be here, still causing chaos, still annoying you all more than ever.